This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Tuesday, February 20th. While the market was closed Monday for President's Day with Friday's results from the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat was a little bit lower today. It seems like global supplies are affecting this market, and they're really weighing on the prices right now. It certainly looks like most of the supplies originate really from other areas than the U.S., and that's really where it's building up. So even though we have some dry areas in the southern plains of the U.S., we expect that it could definitely affect our winter wheat crop. These other global supplies, that issue kind of comes into play here and holding the market a little bit lower. Overall, it's still pretty high. I know that there's plenty of funds that are short that wheat market, but I'll tell you, if wheat gets anything that comes up on the difficulty with the actual numbers for that winter wheat crop, but we have to watch that closely.
Chicago March wheat prices closed Friday down four at 458. March corn was down a quarter point at 367 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for February ended the day unchanged, ranging from 530 to 552. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for February were up a half point, ranging from 623.5 to 648.5. The NS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for February were down 3.25, ranging from 720.25 to 735.25. Live cattle for February were up 82.5 cents at 130.32.5. March feeder cattle were down 10 cents at 149.85. And February class 3 milk was up 2 cents at 1348.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.